Hi, welcome back to Shop Talk with the Sheriff. I'm Sheriff Gregory Tony. We are here in Broward County. Thank you all for joining us again on this podcast. For my followers, for my folks who's been with us for several months now, actually well over a year now, we've been really chipping away at this. You notice the theme. I always bring in special guests, guests from the outside, guests from inside the agency. And today I'm going to stay within the house. I'm going to keep it Team BSO. We have one of our special guests today that will be along for the journey. Comes from our communications division. It is, of course, the National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. So who better to bring in than one of our 18-year veterans, Dominic Mathis, has been with the organization going back as far as 2004. She's run the gauntlet, little workaholic, found her way to become a training supervisor, has been part of the SWAT dispatch program, has been a communications training officer for quite some time. And we are happy to have you on the show today, representing so many of our outstanding communication folks. D Money, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheriff, for having me here.
All right. So tell us a little bit. I always try to get like the background. So what got you here? Why BSO? How'd you get into communications? You know, was it your mom, like third generation, friends, family? How did it happen?
Honestly, I'm like the first in law enforcement. I have an uncle, but he works on the pretrial services side. But I had a girlfriend of mine. She said, you should apply at BSO. So at the time, I had applied about 20 different police agencies. And BSO called me, and I was already doing dispatch for a security company, so it was only right.
Okay.
So I was doing my passion of helping people, so I loved it.
And are you local Broward County?
No, I am not.
Where are you from?
I am from the 305. I am from Miami.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to bring that up.
So, okay.
what she meant to say is the 954, but we're not going to hold it against her.
Absolutely.
And throughout your years with the agency, like I said, I went through some of the things that you've covered from promotions and moving on. For most folks, they don't really understand how communications work, right? Sometimes I talk to my friend. I'm like, yeah, one of my dispatchers said, what, X? Or one of my 911 call takers said, Y? And they're like, well, what's the difference? Tell us about communications. Tell us about how it's set up, what you all do, the differences within the unit. Talking to, not me, but to the guy that's listening, the woman that's listening that has no clue about all the great work you do.
Absolutely. So around the world, we're called a few things. We're called dispatchers. We're called 911 operators. But honestly, we all kind of do the same. So here at the Broward Sheriff's Office, we have three regional 911 sites. We have one in the city of Pembroke Pines. We have an additional one in the city of Sunrise. And our third one is in the city of Coconut Creek. And we are very unique to a lot of agencies where our employees, they answer 911 calls, they answer non-emergency calls, and we also have police dispatchers, we also have fire rescue dispatchers. So we have some that communicate with the law enforcement units and some that communicate with our medics and our fire department. So we are very big. We're like the biggest that I've seen so far with about almost 400 employees. So we have a pretty big call volume as well. So at any given day, most people think we're answering calls and dispatching at the same time, and we are not. So you have one special person that's answering 911 or non-emergency, and you have another person that is actually dispatching and talking to either police units or fire units, but they are not the same person.
That's good that you gave some clarity on that. I think oftentimes people get caught up in the movie scenes, and in the movie someone dials 911 and this singular person is doing everything,
right.
And that's just not the reality.
Correct.
Now, a little over a decade ago, the county elected to go to a regional communication system. What does it mean when we say regional? What has that done for you also since you've been here?
So I've seen the changes because I've been here, again, going to my 17th year where we did not dispatch for so many municipalities. So right now we are at 29 fire rescue agencies, fire municipalities, and we are at 28 law enforcement city municipalities. So the difference with that is now there's like a centralized answering point when you call 911. So from years ago, we used to answer the phone. Let's say you were in the city of Coconut Creek. We would have to transfer you over to their public safety answering point, which is their dispatch center.
Right.
Now, if we receive the call for the city of Coconut Creek, let's say the city of Parkland, city of Sunrise, we handle that call ourselves regionally. So there are only two cities in the county that we really do not receive calls for. But then again, it all depends. It depends on where your cell phone is, you know, your cell phone towers. You may hit the regional 911 center, but we are the central focus of the entire Broward County 911 system.
And Dominic, you mentioned we answer you know, a good chunk of calls, but just for sake of data, we answer 2.6 million calls per year. You know, that's about 5,600 plus different calls per day.
Right.
That is rolling through. So, folks, the work volume is tremendous.
Absolutely.
Amongst the staffing and what takes place. Describe what it looks like inside of a PSAP. First, tell her what a PSAP is, because somebody's over there like this. What's up with the pizza? No, PSAP, right? Explain it.
So a PSAP is a public safety answering point. So that means that there's a dispatch center. It's also known as a dispatch center where they can receive 911 calls. So they can receive 911 calls. They can receive non-emergency calls. They provide dispatch services for different municipalities. So our centers are they're different from others. So again, we have three public safety answering points. And when you tell most people that, they are amazed, right? So let's just take our central PSAP, which is located in the city of Sunrise.
Okay.
You have a certain area where you have your call taker positions, where those are your people who answer your non-emergency lines, they answer your 911 lines. Then we kind of call the second portion of it like our fire pit, where we have our fire dispatchers, where they provide fire emergency services to the different municipalities. And then you have your law enforcement pit, where you have your dispatches that are specific for police services. So whether it's the city of, let's say at Central, you have the city of Sunrise, you have the city of Lauderhill, you have our unincorporated District 5, which is unincorporated Central Broward, you have Lauderdale Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all housed at our Central location. And then the unique thing about Central is we also have our teletype services. So let's say someone gets, you know, a traffic stop, and the deputy or the officer has to, you know, verify their driver's license or a concealed weapons permit that is housed at our central location.
Okay, so great overview of every single one of those things. So let's kind of pick apart a couple of things. I want to really educate the community. So we have 911,
mm-hmm.
and then we have non-emergency calls.
Yes.
Right? Typically, everyone wants to dial 911.
Absolutely, all the time.
What's the problem with that?
The problem is, you know, there are people that are actually calling with emergencies that they are not able to get through in a timely manner because, let's say, we are processing a barking dog call or we're processing a delayed accident that happened a week ago. You know, we're getting tied up with delayed incidents, but we could have been taking the call where someone is needing CPR, they're not breathing, or someone is having a burglary in progress to their home.
Right.
So operators are being tied up on non-emergency calls instead of those calls that really need immediate attention.
So there's a triage effect that takes place determining the priority for calls.
Absolutely, yes.
And that's what I want to make sure the community understands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard cases in the past as I'm going across the community and across the county and talking to different folks. They say, hey, you know, we called 911 the other day and we got put on hold. And I said, well, what was the emergency? And he's like, oh, well, you know, there's a trash can in the middle of the road. And mm-hmm. and I trying to explain to them what that process looks like. So just folks remember that, at least for my county residents here in Broward County, understand when you're calling, be specific about what line you're calling, be true and sincere about what's an emergency and what's not an emergency. You may dial 911 and it's impacting our ability to save someone's life who really need us out there or at least have the attention. So be very much aware of that. Then second, you know, we have about 400 plus employees within this division. And our challenge is always making sure that we have the most talented recruit base coming in. What are you looking for, right? So you're an OG. You've been around for a while,
yes.
Right? You're in your 18th year, so you're very experienced. You're very sharp. You know what you're doing, and you're training young folks. What are you looking for an individual as a recruit that you say, hey, this is the basics that I need to make sure they're going to be a good communication specialist?
So I'll use an example of a gentleman who is actually graduating from our academy class tomorrow. I met him a few months ago at a recruiting event. And he came to me, he says, hey, my dad's a firefighter, my brother works for the sheriff's office, and I really, really want to be in 911. So he was enthusiastic, he was, you know, happy about the position, he was ready to apply.
Mm-hmm.
So a few months later, guess who I see on my interview panel? That same gentleman. And now I see the same gentleman starting the academy, and now he's graduating, he's excited.
All right.
So for me, I'm looking for someone who has a passion for helping others. I'm looking for someone who is able to multitask. I'm looking for someone who takes pride in being a public servant. You know, for me, I think that's the goal for communications is to actually find someone who enjoys helping others in their time of need, as I have throughout my years.
You know, one of the things people assume is, all right, if no one's dialing 911, nothing's going on in your office.
False.
So what other type of things are occurring when the world appears to be quiet?
So, you know, I mentioned this story the other day. You have people that may call in and say, hey, Chick-fil-A forgot to put in my Chick-fil-A sauce, right? They're calling us for that. So
that's a priority, folks. I understand the missing of the No, it's not a priority. Do not call us for the missing sauce. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So you have the domestic violence situations. You have, you know, a parent could have been missing their child from school. They didn't come home, at, you know, at a certain time. So then you have our external consumers that are calling, let's say, Florida Highway Patrol. They may need assistance. You may have a, you know, a neighboring jurisdiction agency. They may need our assistance, whether it's for police services or fire services. Or let's think about in-house. As duty, you know, as duty officers, we have to make call outs for our detectives and, you know, our sergeants. So it's ongoing in communications. It does not stop. We're 24/7, 365 operation.
Yeah. And you're constantly on comms or on communications talking to the people in the field, whether it be fire rescue or law enforcement. We may be running a background check on working with you guys on the air. Mm-hmm. We may be in the middle of a traffic stop. Hey, we might be in a foot pursuit. Right?
Absolutely.
On a good day.
On a good day. On so good day. For some of us, that's like a good day. You know, our adrenaline is rushing. You know, we are excited. You know, but, you know, a lot of times it can take a toll on you.
You know what's interesting? You talk about the adrenaline surge. And I remember years ago when I was a sergeant, I used to always go up and visit dispatch and make sure, you know, I was giving them the conclusion to the story, because you all don't get the final result, right? I get on the radio, I'm screaming, hey, I'm 1031, I'm chasing the guy northbound, right? All that's happening.
So what's 1031?
I'm in pursuit.
There you go. See, the public doesn't know that, right?
We ain't talking to the public right now. See? Oh, yes, we are. Hey, guys. It's like, so I'm in pursuit. I'm chasing somebody. But the point is you all don't get a chance to hear the whole story. You get bits and pieces of it, and you have to fill in the blank. What does that do for stress, not knowing what's happening out there?
It's good that you mentioned that, because we talk about this all the time. A lot of times we don't see the outcome until we see the news, right? And as we know, sometimes the news may not have the true story, or they may not have all of the facts, because it could be an ongoing investigation. Mm-hmm. But for us, we would like to know, hey, the parent that may have found their child in the pool that's drowning, did the child make it? Is the child okay? Or a victim of, let's say, a attempt suicide. You know, they may have survived, but how are they? You know, or the baby that was born, we want to try to make contact with the parent to say, hey, how is the baby? How are you? So we never know the outcome of these calls. And a lot of times, you know, we always think about the what ifs. Like, what happened? Sure. You know, did I make a difference in this person's life when they called and asked for emergency services?
Have you found yourself, or colleagues you've worked with over almost two decades now, reaching out and seeking mental health care and support for those cases that are traumatic? You know, I'm just thinking about, all right, it's one thing not to get the end of the story, but those cases where you do get the end result. For example, I do recall hearing that you worked the airport mass shooting we had, with the tons of moving parts, all the complications, the stressors. How'd you decompress from that?
It was hard. It was difficult, because I've dealt with a lot of critical incidents in my career. Line of duty death twice, you know, the airport shooting incident. And the best thing I could have did was reach out to our employee assistance program, where I said, hey, Judy, or, you know, hey, Dr. Gelazzo, you know, I took this call. I'm having a difficult time. You know, I remember the time a few years back my nephew was murdered, right? And I was at work taking a call for another incident of the same nature. And I remember literally after I took the call, I unplugged the console, I left, and I went outside and I like disappeared, zoned out for like an hour. And I remember my supervisor looking for me at the time. She was like, Dawn, where are you, right? And I remember letting her know that I didn't even realize I was gone this long, but I immediately said, hey, I want to talk to someone. Mm-hmm. So it made a difference in my life at the time, and it made a difference overall, because you need to vent it. Whether it's physical, whether it's, you know, speaking to someone, whether it's spirituality, you know, whatever it is that helps you, you have to find some type of way to de-stress.
Yeah, you can't hold on to that.
You cannot. No. You
especially,
cannot.
Especially, you know, another thing, too, is, and I'm giving shout-outs to communication on this, because we get calls as police officers. I'm in the field. Call comes out.
Right.
Okay, it's the worst-case scenario. Somebody's dying. Something's happening. I go to that call. I'm done that call. I get a moment to decompress. Maybe the next call is in another sector, another zone, not in my area. Right. All calls come through communications.
Absolutely.
So you all don't get a chance to decompress. It can go from a shooting to a kid drowning to a car, people burning. It could be all these things, and it's back to back to back to back to back. Mm-hmm. Is that not true?
That is absolutely true. There is no break time. So the hypervigilance with us is, it's real. You know, a lot of times we talk about police officers with PTSD. You know, it can happen with us because we're getting the calls back to back to back, and there's no break within a 12-hour period.
Well, look, I've been pushing as a champion since I came into this office about the importance of getting the classification change up in Tallahassee to recognize you all as true first responders and give you the necessary risk pay and everything associated with it. Folks, look, law enforcement, firefighters, we're the first on the scene, but we're not the first responders. The first person to respond to your tragedy, to your moment of need, is going to be the other person on the phone line, and that is not me. That is the Dom.
Yes.
And her crew. That is communication. So do not forget about these folks. They're outstanding. They're our heroes. They keep, they're my lifeline. They're the firefighter's lifeline. They do a great job on a daily basis. Now, one other thing I want to kind of just check in with you on. Why is this such an important period in terms of Telecommunicators Week? Why is this important for us to recognize? Yeah, you weren't expecting that one. I got her, guys. She stumped.
I'm ready, though. I'm ready because I want to thank you for your initiative that you're pushing, you know, through Tallahassee. We've been going through this fight since I want to say I started, and it hasn't been easy. So, you know, one of the things that I want people to understand is this week for us, it means everything. It's like us winning the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like, we feel like the champions. We do feel like the, you know, the unknown heroes where, you know, we are taking the calls. You guys are going out, but we're hearing the mother cries from finding her child unresponsive, or the, you know, the victim of the gunshot wound is calling us to say, hey, I've been shot. So for us this week is just recognize the hard work and dedication that we have to the profession and the good job that we have done. So we are greatly appreciative to everyone who is supporting us during this week.
Well, I mean, you wrapped it up right there. But also, what type of suggestions, tips, or anything you would want to offer to the community from your experiences about if you're facing an emergency, dial this, do that, anything you would offer?
So the difference between the two is your 911s are for your in-progress calls, your life or death situations. Let's say you find someone that's unconscious, they're not breathing, they may need, you know, medical services. I highly encourage you to call 911. For our non-emergency calls, for your barking dogs, your loud parties, your delayed incidents such as, let's say, accidents or theft, I highly encourage everyone to call our non-emergency line, which is 954-764-4357.
So for those of you coming in on the back channel, today's special guest is Dominique Mathis. She has been one of our communications duty officer for almost 18 years now, run the gauntlet from training to SWAT. And what a delight to have her come on for National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week and giving us a rundown on what she does and her team does. And so thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's great having you on, and hopefully we have you back again.
Absolutely.
And then for all my folks out there, thank you for joining me on Shop Talk with the Sheriff. Remember to follow me on Instagram at BSO Sheriff Tony. It's not a stunt double, it's me. Also, subscribe to the podcast so you get early alerts for every new episode. In the meantime, stay safe, be humble, and try to love somebody a little bit more than you love yourself. Thank you.